Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Kevin Moore Show. I'm Kevin Moore, and it is a pleasure to be spending the next hour with you. Our opening musical selection was Promises, Promises, a wonderful song from the great composer Burt Bacharach. And that's what I have for all of you today, the promise that this next hour will be informative, interesting, provocative, and maybe even a little exciting. A promise that our discussions will give you something to think about today and hopefully something to talk about tomorrow. Or what I'd like to think of as a civilized hour of culture and conversation. Well, as I like to do to begin each of our shows, I like to read or share a recent poignant story or an especially interesting essay or some philosophical quotes or thoughts or sometimes even a little poetry that touches or speaks to us all. Well, it's summer. Let's read a little summer essay by the very talented writer from the Chicago Tribune, Mary Schmeek, entitled Summer Puts Big Question Right Out There. The days are long now, Mary writes. The early birds wake you up at some insane hour, yakking away like drunks staggering home from an all-night party. You could get up then, too, with the morning light just creeping in and the world still in a lull, except for the noisy birds and the air conditioners of neighbors who like summer at the temperature of a morgue. You could get up and put all this extra light to use. Study, garden, bike, bake, run, all before 8 a.m. Seize the rays, or you could just lie there and watch the slow illumination of the room and think about how to spend these few long days that will never come again. Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? Those are the final lines of a poem someone gave me one day last winter. It's by Mary Oliver and called The Summer Day. Mary Oliver writes, I don't know exactly what a prayer is. I do know how to pay attention, how to fall down into the grass, how to kneel down in the grass, how to be idle and blessed, how to stroll through the fields, which is what I have been doing all day. Tell me, what else should I have done? Doesn't everything die at last and too soon? Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? There's more to the poem, and I intend to read the entire poem in a moment on our show here. There's more to the poem, but it's those final lines that get stuck in your head like chewing gum in your hair that knock on your mind with the force of a deer. So, what exactly are you going to do with your one wild and precious life? Good luck getting that thought out of your head now that it's been planted. What you're going to do with your one life is a question for all seasons. But it squeezes you in a particular way on these days when there are 15 hours and more from sunup to sundown, with the bonus light of dawn and dusk on either end. Time and light are related. If you live in a place that's often cold and dark, you don't have to be an Einstein to know that. In places like Chicago, the gift of light feels like the gift of hours. Light does not age, I read recently. The line referred to the theory of relativity, and I'm not sure what it means scientifically, but the poetry of it feels true. The long days this time of year create the illusion that time has slowed down, been stretched, looped back on itself, restored some part of yourself that seemed to be gone. The extra light feels like an extended warranty on life. Every summer I write down, and occasionally write about, my summer to-do list. Every summer, the list is a contest between idleness and industry. To-do. Walk before breakfast. Walk after dinner. Read for pleasure before breakfast and after dinner. Eat outside for breakfast, dinner, and lunch. Find a beach. Eat blueberries. Watch the shadows in the trees. Do more of anything good. Do less of everything else. Do more of nothing. And a thing not to do? rush. When the days are long, the nights are different too, and they invite you to act differently. A few nights ago, a couple of my friends went out. It was late, way too late for people their age to be embarking on the evening. But when the days are long, the night can seem young even when it's not. They were strolling around their neighborhood when a man rode up on a bicycle. He had a chair on the back and offered them a ride. They rolled through Chicago in the warm night like emperors in a rickshaw, seeing the place they live from a different angle, at a different speed. That's the kind of thing worth doing with your one wild and precious life. So, consider this your summer challenge. And if you needed more incentive, here's this. The days are starting to get shorter. From Mary Schmeek, summer puts that big question right out there. Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? Well, we're going to have our first guest on, listen to a little music, and then when we come back, I'll share with you the entire poem, The Summer Day by Mary Oliver. A little music from Chad and Jeremy. What a better song than a summer song. And we'll be back on The Kevin Moore Show.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet, sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. Don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. And dream of you.
Chad and Jeremy, a summer song. We're back on the Kevin Moore Show. The Music Man is a musical with book, music, and lyrics by Meredith Wilson, based on a story by Wilson and Franklin Lacey. The plot concerns con man Harold Hill, who poses as a boys' band organizer and leader and sells band instruments and uniforms to naive Midwestern townsfolk, promising to train the members of the new band. Harold is no musician, however, and plans to skip town without giving any music lessons. Prim librarian and piano teacher Marion sees through him, but when Harold helps her younger brother overcome his lisp and social awkwardness, Marion begins to fall in love. Harold risks being caught to win her. "I always think there's a band, kid," Harold Hill says. Goodman Theater closes out its 2018-2019 season with a major revival of The Music Man, a musical comedy at its feel-good best that glows with enjoyment, by Meredith Wilson, based on the story by Wilson and Franklin Lacey. Tony Award-winning director Mary Zimmerman helms the production, her 16th at The Goodman, celebrating 25 years as The Goodman's Manilow resident director. The Music Man originated on Broadway in 1957 and garnered 5 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, and it was later adapted for the screen. Zimmerman's production is led by Jeff Packard, who returns to The Goodman following his critically acclaimed performances in The Jungle Book and Candide. As the charismatic con man Harold Hill, who stumbles upon River City, Iowa with the grand promise of a marching band, but a lack of musicality. And Monica West as Marion Peru, the local librarian who knows of Harold's deceit and teaches him a thing or two about moral responsibility. And Ron Raines, whom the Chicago Tribune praises as the lively character work of the pompous mayor of River City, Mayor George Shin. The Music Man appears at Goodman Theater from June 29th through August 18th in the 850-seat Albert Theater. And on the line with us right now is the award-winning star of the stage, who has been a favorite of Chicago theatergoers over the years and has appeared on the stages of Chicago Shakespeare Theater, Drury Lane Theater, and the Paramount Theater. Ron has appeared in the iconic role of Bob Cratchit in the Goodman's annual classic A Christmas Carol for 11 seasons. He has also been seen on television in Chicago Justice and Chicago Med, one of the brightest stars in the world of Chicago theater, now starring as the irascible Mayor George Shin in the Goodman Theater's production of Meredith Willson's classic musical, The Music Man. Now extended through August 18th at the Goodman Theater, 170 North Dearborn, Mr. Ron Raines. Ron, welcome to the Kevin Moore Show.
Thank you, Kevin. It's good to be here. It's good to be here. I have to point out something, though.
Please.
Technically, my stage name is Ron E. Period Raines. Ron E. Raines. As there is another Ron Raines. It's spelled a little bit differently, but I don't want to get confused with someone else. So that's how I'm billed. That's my professional name.
Well, nonetheless, we know you're Mayor George Shin, and you're having a ball playing that character in The Music Man at the Goodman Theater.
Oh, I'm loving it. I am loving it. You know, I'm right all along throughout the story. I'm right, but in a lot of ways, I'm rather wrong. So I tend to fall into that category quite a bit in my career. So,
you know, I think that this is one of the classics, and I think it goes to what I think we talk about a lot in the theater, Ron, the fact that, you know, it's our responsibility as parents and teachers and grandparents and counselors and so forth to expose young people to the classics of the American repertoire. And Music Man certainly is on top of that list. And to bring young people to see this, as I expect to do with my young ones, which are 5 and 6, I know they've been watching the movie and are looking forward to this, but to see this on stage and what Mary Zimmerman and you and the great cast is doing, what a great experience is for young people.
Oh, I fully agree. You know, our audiences tend to range on the older side, by and large, but to start them with a show like this, I think would really get them hooked. I happen to have a 2.5-year-old, and he has loved this music since I started the rehearsing for the audition. I had to sing the song Shapoopy.
And, oh, sure,
you
sure.
Know, there's nothing funnier than poop for a 2.5-year-old. So he learned pretty much all the words, and he's been singing it ever since. And actually, he came to our final dress rehearsal, and he's been marching around wanting a trombone ever since.
You know, you're too young to remember, of course, the original on Broadway, but nonetheless, you must have seen the movie with Paul Ford as Mayor Shin. I mean, he's a character, and certainly actor to the utmost there in the movie. Did you look at him the way he did things and say, that's kind of interesting. I'm going to try this, but I'll try this a little differently.
You know, I watched that movie several years ago. Yeah, and I'd seen it when I was a kid, too.
Sure.
But once I'm cast in a show like that, or if I'm preparing to audition for a show, I try my best not to watch, existing productions or movies, mm-hmm. That would influence the way I do things, because I think part of the thing that makes an actor special is doing things a bit differently. So No, I didn't do that. One time, I'll tell you a little story about that.
Sure.
I saw, maybe I should, we'll skip that.
No, come on, share it with us.
Okay, so I'm very bad with people's names, so I think it's best we just skip that.
Okay, okay. Well, the cast that you have here for the Music Man, led by Mary Zimmern, it must be a joy to be working with her.
It is. You know, when I first moved to town about 20 years ago, I think it was in 2002, I saw her production of Galileo Galilei at mm-hmm. the Goodman. I think it was, I think that was a world premiere, and was blown away, you know. Beautiful. It's beautiful music.
Sure.
Philip Glass did the music, and she staged it, and I was overwhelmed. And since then, I have wanted to work with Mary Zimmern, and I'm just so grateful to be a part of it. You know, she's so much fun in the rehearsal room. She's so supportive. And you see in all of her work what beautiful, beautiful staging she comes up with. So I'm glad. I'm grateful.
And the whole cast. I mean, this is the type of musical where there's so much energy in it. It must be a ball just to be on stage every evening or every afternoon to relive this great story.
It really is. The woman who plays my wife, Heidi Kettenring, I have played opposite her one other time in Carousel.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Carousel,
sure.
I played her Mr. Snow,
mm-hmm.
and it's good to revisit that relationship. It was a little bit more amicable in in that show than it is in this one, but she's a fabulous actor, and she makes me better.
Yeah, we've had Heidi on the show, and she is one of the treasures of Chicago theater, no doubt about it.
Oh, gosh, yes.
How long did you have to rehearse before you went on stage here?
Let's see. I think it was about 6 weeks. We had a little bit of an extra long rehearsal process because Mary Zimmern had about a week that she needed to be out of the country, actually, mm-hmm. working on another project. And so we had about a week where a week extra rehearsal this time. So I think it was about 6 weeks. And that includes, staging and the rehearsal process. And then for about a week, we go into the theater. We get all the production elements together, including the sound and the lights,
mm-hmm.
and costumes. Everything's in place, and minor changes are made at that time. And that's called the tech week. About 6 weeks total before we have our first audience. And then we have 10 days of previews or something like that. And we opened last 2 days ago.
Now, the Goodman Theater stage is like your backyard, having been such an iconic, playing an iconic role as Bob Cratchit for the years for A Christmas Carol.
Yeah, I didn't play Bob Cratchit this past year, but for 11 seasons before that, I was Bob Cratchit. I was trying to count the number of productions total. I think I came up with 18. I was involved in 18 productions.
Really, really?
At the Goodman, including the 11 Christmas carols.
Well, when you play roles like that, Ron, and of course you've been in television, the gratification you must receive, I mean, those are two classics, of course, the Music Man and A Christmas Carol. To receive that gratification at the end of your work on stage, it must be very, very heartwarming to know that you've touched so many people with such great stories and great work.
Yeah, you know, I don't get a chance other than the curtain call and the laughs on stage. I don't really get a chance to see firsthand the effect that I have on people. I will say during Christmas Carol, you know, after each performance, we collect money for Season of Concern,
sure.
which is a nonprofit that helps people that are suffering from HIV and AIDS and other catastrophic illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
So after every performance of Christmas Carol, we're in the lobby with baskets, and you really see an outpouring of love and care And I think that it's directly because of the story that Dickens wrote and that we perform.
Well, I bet I've seen it 25 times or more, probably, and over the years when it was still in the basement of the Art Institute. And when you sing We Wish You Merry Christmas at the end, if that doesn't bring a tear to your eye because of the great story and the great change that we see in Ebenezer Scrooge, I don't know what will, but it certainly puts you in a Christmas spirit.
Sure does.
Yeah, I'm going to read something here to share with our listeners. A quote from the great New York Times critic Brooks Atkinson, and this goes back many years when it was on Broadway. Interesting story that the year that it won the Best Musical, West Side Story was also nominated, but the Music Man won, so that one's been a tough thing to vote on. But he says, if Mark Twain could have collaborated with Vachel Lindsay, they might have devised a rhythmic lark like The Music Man, which is as American as apple pie and a 4th of July oration. The Music Man is a marvelous show rooted in wholesome and comic tradition. And here we are, Ron, over 60 years later, still enjoying as much as ever.
Yeah, well, I mean, if it's good, it's good. Look at Shakespeare.
Which you've performed many times at Chicago Shakespeare Theater.
I have, many times, yes.
Well, what's next up for Ron Raines after The Music Man?
Gosh, I am going to be involved in a production of Oslo.
Oh, really? That's right, Broadway in Chicago. That's great.
That's right, with Timeline Theater.
Yeah.
I'm very happy to be part of that. So that's what's next for me.
Well, that's exciting. I will wish you good luck on that. I always think there's a band, kid. Harold Hill Goodman Theater closes out its 2018-2019 season with a major revival of The Music Man, a musical comedy at its feel-good best that glows with enjoyment by Meredith Wilson, based on the story by Wilson and Franklin Lacey. Tony Award-winning director Mary Zimmerman helms the production, her 16th at the Goodman, celebrating 25 years as the Goodman's Manilow resident director. The Music Man originated on Broadway in 1957, a movie in 1962, garnered 5 Tony Awards, including Best Musicals, and was later adapted for the screen. The Music Man appears at the Goodman Theater and has been extended through August 18th. And on the line with us right now is Ron E. Raines, of course, who plays Mayor Shin in the musical. Great creative musical, The Music Man at the Goodman Theater. Ron, I'm going to give a phone number if people would like some tickets, 312-443-3800. A pleasure to chat with you. We're looking forward to seeing you. We're coming next week, I'm really looking forward to it. We saw the parade they had down LaSalle Street last week around the block,
right?
With all the trombones. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And certainly looking forward to the production. But I will wish you continued success, not only in this, in Oslo when it comes up.
Thank you, Kevin. I look forward to seeing you at the show.
And have a great summer.
Thanks. Same to you.
Thank you, Ron.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ron Raines, who plays Mayor George Shin. Well, he's really a character in The Music Man. And I think this is a great opportunity to bring the kids, not too young, of course, but as I say with a lot of the conversations we have on our show, I think the biggest hurdle that people have, not only young people, but even adults, when they're a little reticent to go to the theater or go to the opera or go to the ballet, their concern, or Shakespeare Theater because of the language, their concern is that they won't understand it. But I think part of the understanding process is to have a little background on what it's about. And by that I mean, if you're going to see The Music Man at the Goodman, which is a terrific production by Mary Zimmerman, watch the movie first. So at least you know the story. You'll know about Robert Preston as he portrays Harold Hill. You'll know about Shirley Jones as she portrays Marion Peru. You'll know about Buddy Hackett in his role as Harold Hill's sidekick. And you'll know about Paul Ford, who portrays Mayor Shin. Get the feel for what the musical is about, and you'll see what it's about, the story's about. You'll see Ron Howard billed as Ronnie Howard, as Winthrop Peru, the little boy who lisps and whose life changes by what Harold Hill does. Or you go to the ballet and you read the story about the ballet before you go and enjoy it. So you are not troubled or you are not challenged with what the story is about and what they're doing on stage. You'll know the story and you'll see how they transpose dance into the story. Or the opera, because you can't understand necessarily the language that they're, whether it's German or whether it's Italian, what they're speaking in the opera, although they have super titles, you can read those. But you'll be able to enjoy what's going on the stage because you already know the story and what to expect and what to look for. So, and I'll use Shakespeare as an example. Shakespeare speaks in Elizabethan English. The last time I was out, I didn't hear many people speaking in Elizabethan English. But once you get the cadence of what's going on, after you understand and have read the story, what it's about, you'll understand what they're saying. You'll get the feel for what they're saying. You might miss a few things. But the point I'm trying to make is, it's a good opportunity to bring young people or people who at first are a little hesitant to go if they know what it's about, because their challenge isn't there about figuring out what the story is. So The Music Man is a great example to try to enjoy that. And it's at the Goodman Theater, now extended through the 18th. And again, for information, 312-443-3800. Great to have Ronnie Raines on the show to chat about the musical, and one of the greats from Meredith Willson. And a little tidbit, I just was doing some research. One of the other songs that Meredith Willson wrote was It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. I didn't realize that. Not one of the great prolific composers of all time, but certainly some of the things he wrote were things that we certainly have enjoyed over the years. Some of the smartest things ever said about time off. Gandhi said, there is more to life than increasing its speed. Bob Jackson, the author, said, your job today tells me nothing of your future. Your use of your leisure time today tells me just what your tomorrow will be. The Chinese philosopher Lin Yu Tang, if you can spend a perfectly useless afternoon in a perfectly useless manner, you've learned how to live. Josiah Holland said, work is the means of living, but it is not living. And who said, work is a piece of the pie, it's not the whole pizza. And finally, Sidney J. Harris, the late writer from Chicago, said, the time to relax is when you don't have time for it. That's the truth. Well, let's get back to the poem that Mary Schmeek mentioned. It's called The Summer Day. It's written by Mary Oliver. Mary writes, who made the world? Who made the swan and the black bear? Who made the grasshopper? This grasshopper, I mean, the one who has flung herself out of the grass, the one who is eating sugar out of my hand, who is moving her jaws back and forth instead of up and down, who is gazing around with her enormous and complicated eyes. Now she lifts her pale forearms and thoroughly washes her face. Now she snaps her wings open and floats away. I don't know exactly what a prayer is. I do know how to pay attention, how to fall down into the grass, how to kneel down in the grass, how to be idle and blessed, how to stroll through the fields, which is what I have been doing all day. Tell me, what else should I have done? Doesn't everything die at last and too soon? Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? Mary Oliver, The Summer Day. Let's get back to Chad and Jeremy, another one of my favorites, Distant Shores. And we'll be back on The Kevin Moore Show.
Summer nights, dancing shadows in the starry light.
game for me to follow, and we kissed on distant shores. Long quiet hours of play, sounds of tomorrow. Glance of children playing, raindrops fall as if they're saying, quiet thoughts of you, caressed by time, the breeze of summer's gone. Whispered memories as nights grow long. You came for me to follow, and we kissed on distant shores.
Shores, and we're back on the Kevin Moore Show. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Metropolitan Chicago is an affiliate of the oldest, most respected mentoring organization in the United States. As Metro Chicago and Northwest Indiana's largest donor and volunteer-supported mentoring network, Big Brothers Big Sisters makes meaningful, monitored matches between adult volunteers, which are bigs, and children, littles, between the ages of 7 and 14. Private corporate, foundation, and individual contributions provide 94% of our revenue, based upon which we build programming that meets the needs of each child individually, whether he or she comes from a disadvantaged or single-parent home, lives in foster care, has been abused or neglected, is involved in the juvenile justice system, or simply needs a consistent friendship. Our programs are proven to keep kids in school out of trouble and on the path to postgraduate success. Outside, America's preeminent active lifestyle brand, is excited to announce Outside Experience, presented by Go RVing, an unprecedented two-day event for outdoor enthusiasts of all skill levels and ages, taking place at the McCormick Place Lakeside Center in Chicago from July 13th to the 14th. In partnership with Reed Exhibitions, the world's leading event company, this festival will showcase new products and interactive demos from leading active lifestyle brands and travel destinations. Attendees will test gear, enjoy films and live music, all in a festive, family-friendly indoor-outdoor environment. And Big Brothers Big Sisters, in their partnership with Outside Experience, join in an unprecedented two-day event for outdoor enthusiasts of all skill levels and ages, taking place at the McCormick Place Lakeside Center, July 13th and 14th. Outside Experience will be giving free admission to festival to matches from the program. Many of the bigs in the program use Outside Experiences as ways to positively impact their littles' lives. And on the line with us right now is the proud graduate of Boston College and Northwestern University's Medill School of Journalism and Marketing and Communications. Christine is responsible for the planning, development, and implementation of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Metropolitan Chicago's integrated marketing strategies, consumer promotions, and social media strategies, and is now involved with Big Brother Big Sisters Association with Outside Experience at McCormick Place, July 13th and 14th. And on the line with us right now is Christine Brown. Christine, welcome to the Kevin Moore Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. And let's start out. Tell us about Big Brothers and Big Sisters.
Absolutely. So Big Brothers Big Sisters has affiliates across the country. Big Brothers Big Sisters in Metro Chicago is one of those chapters. We support four counties here across Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana, and we create and support life-changing one-to-one mentoring matches between Chicagoland youth, who we call littles, and adult volunteers, who we call bigs.
So any professional or adult who I would imagine pass some kind of screening and so forth that you know, kind of vet a little bit, man or woman, can help out by working with young people, working with youth to try to expose them to things that normally they wouldn't be exposed to because they don't have that opportunity.
Absolutely. So we actually work with, adults, men, male and female across Chicagoland. Safety is our biggest priority, so they do go through an extensive vetting process. And we do require a one-year commitment. But as a part of that commitment, it's really just things that you would do on a daily basis or, you know, out in the community on your own. It's just bringing someone along with you that wouldn't have those experiences or might not be able to have any of those opportunities on their own.
And how often do you interact with your little?
We say around 2 times a month is a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And you can take them to different activities, or you can you help them with their academics and so forth and everything?
Absolutely. So you are actually matched with a support specialist here on site that's professionally trained, and they will provide different goals and activities for you. But one of the exciting things about partnering with Outside Experience is that, you know, I think one of the biggest things that we as a mentorship organization stress is that a lot of the children that we work with are living in neighborhoods where it's often too dangerous to even go out in their backyard or walk outside.
Sure.
So we really want to expose them to different opportunities to be able to explore, the city and their surroundings and just figure out what it's like to be a kid. That's often missing for a lot of the kids here in our communities.
Is this your first interaction with Outside Experience?
It is, absolutely, yep. We are very excited to be doing this for the first time.
What a great opportunity for these young kids to be involved with this. I mean, they'll see things, like you said, unfortunately, which is a kind of a pathetic commentary on what we have here in the city of Chicago, mm-hmm. as we talk about this, that they're going to be able to see things and enjoy things that they, up to this time, have not had the opportunity to do so.
Absolutely. I mean, whether it's just going out and being outside, playing in a park, some of those things are just things that we take for granted here in the summer in Chicago. That may not be available to kids. It's also some of the first time that many of our kids who, live just a couple miles away from the city have never even been to the lake, never been to the river, never even gotten to the actual city. So that's something that we really focus on, just to be able to, they can see things and they can realize their potential by just being able to, envision what is possible.
Well, here's something, Christine, they can do based on what I saw in the news last night. Maybe they could go to Humboldt Park and hunt for alligators.
Absolutely, yes. We now have alligators in our lake, so.
The lagoon at Humboldt Park has alligator. Now, that's really interesting. Mm-hmm. They might have caught it by now, I know. How did Big Brothers Big Sisters start?
Well, it started actually over 114 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It started when someone had identified a need of a lot of young males going to the juvenile detention system. And he said, is anyone going to stand for this? Who's going to help them? He volunteered to help one of those kids, and this idea of one-to-one mentorship came about. So if someone could, be accountable or at least, just be a source of guidance for these kids, can we imagine what would happen if there was a ripple effect if more and more people took this on?
Mm-hmm.
So that actually spread across the nation. And here in Chicago, we've been here for over 50 years supporting one-to-one mentoring matches across these counties.
And this started in New York City. Now it's throughout the country, throughout the world?
It is. It's throughout the world.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are some of your biggest challenges? Is it to get the mentors to come and to volunteer, or is it to control what's happening amongst the groups of people? What are some of your bigger challenges?
Sure. We have two really big focuses. So we are focused on creating matches, and that it has to do with getting more volunteers, but then also supporting those matches. So part of that is professionally trained staff, as I mentioned, that's monitoring the safety of them and making sure that they are improving and that they're looking at different goals. So that does require, financial contributions to the agency. So we focus both on recruiting more bigs and recruiting more donors. But one of the biggest challenges that we have is actually recruiting men, and specifically men of color. Mm-hmm. It's two big focus areas that we have right now at our agency. And the reason being is that we have a growing wait list of kids who are waiting to be matched with a mentor. And the majority of those kids are males, and they are males of color.
And so how do you, I guess, for lack of a better word, market that to men of color to be interested in participating in this?
Absolutely. Well, for one, it's opportunities like this, so being able to just share the word. Partnering with outside experience is huge for us.
Sure.
Because it's a whole different, market that we would never be able to reach, to be able to talk to, men who are interested in adventure and outside sports and things of that nature, and just being able to say, like, if you're doing this on the weekend, just include someone else, a child who, really would love that opportunity as well. Another thing that we've been doing is really being targeted about where we are, communicating. So we have gone into different barber shops on the south and west side.
Interesting.
We just recently opened an office in Englewood, so we're really targeted in that community to make sure that we are a physical presence there, people feel like they're welcome there, and people see us, so we're more visible in those places where the majority of our waitlisted youth reside.
What about the group from Operation Push, or what about Mike Flager at St. Sabina, or what about Hales Franciscan or Paul Adams at St. Mel?
Yes, we've absolutely, our recruiters work directly with different churches and are always, working to recruit in those areas and help spread the word. That is something that our recruitment team is always focused on.
I was educated by the Jesuits, and Jesuits taught us service to others. But what you're doing, as you were sitting in your classroom at Northwestern up in Evanston, learning journalism and marketing and so forth, did you ever think you were going to be in this position where you make a living by what you get, but you make a life by what you give?
Absolutely. Coming from a Jesuit background at BC as well, I always thought I wanted to come back to something, where there was purpose in something that we did every day. And I think, so many people, especially in Chicago, think, like, what can I do? There's, we always hear about everything on the news, and there's so many issues, and it just feels bigger than ourselves. But this, to me, is a tangible solution where I, as one person, can change one child's life. And I think that that is one of the easiest ways to get involved and to do something for the community. So to be a part of Big Brothers Big Sisters is really incredibly meaningful.
Isn't it the truth? To the world, you might be one person, but to one person, and this certainly exemplifies what you do, to one person, you might be the world.
You couldn't have said it better.
That's very interesting. Well, what's after the outside experience, what is coming up that we can be talking about, or we can get the word out about also? You have a great group of people at Noreen Heron and Associates representing you, because they've been friend of ours for many years, and they'll certainly do everything they can, because her children are getting educated by the Jesuits at St. Ignatius too. So I'm sure she'll do everything she can. But what's coming up next for your group so that we can get the word out?
We are going to be really focused on recruiting volunteers. We're going to be very intentional about what areas we're doing that in. So the south and west side particularly, we're going to be more present in Lake County, just because it's a little bit more underserved in terms of our geographic area.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think anything that we can do to get the word out, we will be having a recruitment campaign. So you'll see we have a new brand that will be more visible in the fall. So, you know, anything that we can do to spread the word about the need for more mentors specifically in, you know, the South and West Side, is something that we're going to continue to focus on so we can get more kids off of our wait list and matched with a caring, committed mentor.
Well, anything we can do to get the word out, please use us as a resource and let me know. You have my number so you can contact me at any time.
Thank you, Big Brothers. Very much appreciate that.
Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Metropolitan Chicago helps children realize their potential and build their futures. We nurture children, strengthen communities, and believe that inherent in every child is the ability to succeed and thrive in life. Our mission is to provide children facing adversity with strong and enduring, professionally supported, one-to-one relationships that change their lives for the better forever. Our vision is that all children achieve success in life. We are a mission-driven, performance-based organization that is professionally managed and provides high-quality, one-to-one mentoring services to 2,000 children in Metro Chicago and their families across four counties, Cook, DuPage, Lake counties in Illinois and Indiana. And Big Brothers Big Sisters, in their partnership with Outside Experience, join in an unprecedented two-day event for outdoor enthusiasts of all skill levels and ages taking place at the McCarver Place Lakeside Center in Chicago from July 13th to the 14th. Outside Experience will be giving free admission to festival to matches from the program. Many of the bigs in the program use Outside Experiences as ways to positively impact their little lives. And on the line with us right now is Christine Brown from Big Brothers Big Sisters. Christine, a phone number, website, if people would like to get some information?
Yes, you can visit bbbschgo.org. An easier way to do that is also to Google Big Brothers Big Sisters Chicago. And then a number, 312-207-5600. That's 312-207-5600.
Well, delightful talking to you, kiddo. And let us know if we can do anything else or help out in any way. Give Mike Flager a call. And,
absolutely.
And I'm sure he'll help out some ways. But a continued success. And like I said, anything we can do, let us know.
Thank you for helping broadcast the need. We sincerely appreciate it.
God bless you, kiddo.
Thanks.
Thanks. Christine Brown from Big Brothers Big Sisters. What a great great job they're doing. They need help, as a lot of philanthropic organizations do. And if you can, see what you can do. All men, all women, of color or not, give them a call, 312-207-5600. Here are the top 10 classic Chicago foods tourists want to sample. Deep dish pizza, number one. Chicago hot dog, number two. Garrett popcorn, Italian beef sandwich from Al's, I hope. Maxwell Street Polish sausage sandwich. Steak, Eli's cheesecake. Frango mince from the late Marshall Field. Fannie Mae candies. Or Billy Goat's cheese booger. No chips, fries. No fries, chips. A little essay from Jack Spadafora. The season of a natural symphony, Jack writes. Do you hear what I hear? No, I'm not talking about the babble from your cell phone, the hum from your BlackBerry or iPod or even the whir of your computer. I realize it's an electronic age, but there are some sounds, the best sounds, that come with batteries not included. Talking about the sounds of summer in our town. The season is in a palpable bloom of lyrical sounds right now, none of which requires earphones, screens, or power sources. And they're all free. Just listen. The chatter of summer birds, the swoosh of squirrels across lawns, the song of night winds through trees. Most of all, the gaggle of large laughs from small children. Programmed and mesmerized as we are to all things electronic, we may sometimes forget this natural symphony of sounds. You even see bikers and runners traveling summer's greatest landscapes with a belt full of mobile devices that substitute nature with the electron. Bad choice. Sure, there's all that need-to-know messaging around us, but what's best around our frenetic little lives right now is the reassuring panorama of another new summer, with all its green promise spangled by all its bright young devotees on tricycles and diving boards. Summertime, Chicagoland, it's a pause in our otherwise breathless lives that lets us catch the perennial message of renewal and hope. It's a good line. Summertime, Chicagoland, it's a pause in our otherwise breathless lives that lets us catch the perennial message of renewal and hope. What's more, it doesn't cost a dime, and you can be sure the National Security Agency can't listen in. Then again, it just might do the government some good if it did. From Jack Spadafora, The Season of a Natural Symphony. Well, let's listen to some Beach Boys, one of my favorites. Wouldn't It Be Nice? And we'll be back on The Kevin Moore Show.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older and we wouldn't have to wait so long? And wouldn't it be nice to live together in the kind of world where we belong? No, it's gonna make it that much better when we can say goodnight and stay together.
Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Beach Boys. A little interesting story about Wouldn't It Be Nice. It was on the album Pet Sounds, which arguably is the greatest album ever made by the Beach Boys, the quintessential Beach Boys album. And it came about in the mid-60s when Brian Wilson was listening to the Beatles and wanted to somehow make music that he was inspired by, and this certainly inspired him. And, of course, there were some great songs on Pet Sounds. Wouldn't It Be Nice? The Sloop John B., God Only Knows, which we're going to hear in a minute. In fact, God Only Knows was the flip side to Wouldn't Be Nice. Pet Sounds, and one of my favorites, which I hope we have time to listen to, which is Caroline No. And certainly is many, many years later here, we're still listening and enjoying them. Brian Wilson was supposed to be out at the Paramount Theater's Summerfest this year, and because of some illness, had to call in sick, as they say, and but promised to be back, and hopefully he'll be back next season. But interesting, the Pet Sounds, one of the great albums by the Beach Boys, and let's listen to that flip side from Wouldn't Be Nice, God Only Knows, and we'll be back on The Kevin Moore Show.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
God only knows what I'd be without you, the Beach Boys. Well, that about does it for our show today. I thank you for sharing this last hour with me and hope you, our listeners, have enjoyed this time as much as I have. I'd especially like to thank our guest, Ron Raines, who portrays the irascible Mayor George Shinn in Meredith Willson's classic musical, The Music Man, now extended through August 18th at the Goodman Theater, 170 North Dearborn. For information, 312-443-3800. And Christine Brown, who is the Director of Marketing and Integrated Strategies for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Chicagoland, experiencing their outside experience at McCormick Place July 13th and 14th. For information, 312-207-5600. Finally, a famous writer once said, one ought every day at least to hear a little song, read a good poem, see a fine picture, and if it were possible, to speak a few reasonable words. I hope on our show today we have, at the very least, done just that, spoken a few reasonable words. At that, I'd like to wish everyone a good week, and as that British group once said, and in the end, the love that you take is equal to the love that you make. Have a great summer day.
If we know we're always changing, why should it be the same? And tell me how, year after year, you're sure your heart will fall apart. It's time you hear. Now or never,
The more I love, the more that I'm afraid. But in your eyes I may not see forever.